maybe this guy here.
Sure.
All right, I got most of the flour sifted here. This is something that I didn't actually write down on the recipe, but I know it was there. So it's baking powder, yeah.
Yeah, baking powder, I meant that.
So I'm going to put in a full tablespoon of it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to leave these nice chunks out. The sifter really coming in handy there.
Yeah.
Was that a sifter you guys brought from Halifax?
Yeah, it's a Halifax sifter.
You can tell these things.
Yeah. It's got the mark of the Halifax sifter versus the classic Sackville sifter.
What is that? That's not...
I didn't put the... I put tasty spices. I didn't put a measurement, so because I think we should go kind of heavy on that.
And what spices did you get there?
This is a mixture of cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, and a little bit of cloves.
Ooh,
awesome. Yeah.
I cloves.
Yeah, so I'm going to put in just under a tablespoon of this mixture. Maybe I should go for the full tablespoon.
Okay.
How's the zesting going?
I don't know. I tried to hit it, and some of that goop fell out at the bottom there.
That's the zest, stuff, yeah.
Alright.
That's awesome. How much zest should we get? How we go here?
Fair amount. That's all gold, yeah. You know, we can do the petunia method, the petunia zesting method. Remember when he...
Oh, yeah.
He came in into the kitchen and just started, like, chopping
little
zest
bits.
Like that. You know, into it. Because it spreads throughout it later.
I forgot about that.
Well, Dave, you could always refresh your memory and go to our website at letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca and check out all the great recipes and guests we've had, including Petunia, who was on the show when he baked us a lemon poppy seed loaf.
I met him like a bunch of years ago, and he was the kind of dude who'd like stay at your house for a while, but like... was really good at cooking and knew how to be a guy who's just staying in your house.
Yeah.
To make you happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
you know, but he was
at the right moment.
Yeah, oh, did you try what
no, they said that the peel was optional.
The peel is always optional, man. The peel is always optional, but you tried what they've cooked?
No, I haven't. Petunia. What are they cooking over there? I don't know.
It smells awful.
Ew. It's kind of slimy looking.
Is that what they eat in Sackville, New Brunswick? Or is that
sure.
Nova Scotia?
Oh, boy. Are they celebrating...
Canada Day?
Whatever it is they're celebrating.
Well, Canada Day was yesterday, but they celebrate that in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick because that's part of our great dominion.
Ah, yes.
Right.
That's true, yes.
At any rate, it's the supper hour. It's a holiday. It's warm out. It's muggy. It's radio. I'm Nimrod, and right over there...
Too Tall Trash Tanner with you here, and you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Where we are.
Vancouver.
Somebody finds us, do what tells us, stay inside our rosy minded fuzz. For days we'll stay inside till somebody finds us. Do whatever the TV tells us, stay inside our rosy minded fuzz. So worry not.
That's the apartment song from The National off Boxer's Apartment Story, about staying in your apartment even without a balcony and no air conditioning. Just stay inside until somebody finds us reclining on the floor, listening to the stereo and doing everything the television tells us to. Just, there are people that do that. They very seldom go out. What's it called? When you're afraid to go out, you don't want to. There's a name for it. There's a phobia.
Yes.
Going out phobia. You know, especially if you live down in the downtown core and that. You don't want to go out there. What's on the streets? You don't want that. Hey, the National played on Friday night at Richards on Richards. Were you there, John?
No, Nimrod. I didn't catch the National, but that was them just singing, right?
Well, absolutely. I just said that, man.
Yeah, well, I know. Heard you. Now, don't get snappy.
I'm not getting snappy, man. Okay, what's your problem?
Well, you are snappy. You're snapping right now.
Oh, snap.
Hey, transit fares are going up.
Well, I just wanted to say that the National sold out their show, and we couldn't get any tickets. We begged. I used your name at the door, and
that won't work.
apparently not.
No.
Anyway, they will be back at some point, and it's a wonderful album, and so they're there. If anybody was at the National show, was it good? Are you going to tell us, phone us, and let us know what we missed, or did it suck? You know, like, we just don't know, because maybe there'll be a review. Maybe it'll be a review in the Georgia Strait, you know, if Michael gets it together to do a review in the Georgia Strait but that might, you know, fall back because the Van Warped tour is in tomorrow, and well, more on that later on. It's about 9 minutes after six, last time check of this hour.
No more time checks.
No more time checks. We're completely out of time.
And I'm all peed off because, you know, the bus fares are going up 25 cents in the new year.
Drove here, man.
Yeah, but when we do have to take the bus, you got to wait forever. I mean, you know, you take the bus, don't you?
I got a pass. That's probably the best way. I got a pass I use from my old man. You know, he's got a disability pass, so I use it, and they don't question it because, you know, I mean, you just walk.
You look kind of disabled.
Well, I feel that way sometimes. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, dear. Well, let's get on with the tunes, the music.
Well, that's what we're here for, apparently.
Well, but you listen to us. We're talking half the time, you know, instead of playing the music.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? Nobody talks to anybody anymore.
That's true.
You know, people walk around in the streets with those little things, and they talk to people, but you don't know who it is they're talking to, so you're only hearing one half of the conversation.
Yeah, well, you're a good talker, Nimrod. So.
I can do it. I can keep it up. I can talk all night long. Just talk. Who might this be?
This might be Young Galaxy.
Oh.
We do not believe that love is free. 'Cause anything worth fighting for doesn't come for free. We believe in time that you will see how a war might save us. How a war might save us. We believe in time that you will see the institutions.
Galaxy, Swinging Your Heartache. That's good old Stephen Ramsey and Catherine McCandless and their latest CD, Young Galaxy. Same title of the band as the CD. And they were here not long ago at the Media Club, and hopefully they'll be back again because I miss them. But good sounds for you here at Radio. And outside, the wind's coming from the south, about 11 kilometers per hour, 44% relative humidity. It's muggy out there today. We love it, though. Temperature 23 degrees Celsius here in Vancouver, by the sea, by the beautiful sea. And just four more days, and Earth will be at apihelion, Earth will be farthest from the sun on July the 6th. Just that it's so hot because we're tilted towards it. Yep, 152,097,053 kilometers from the sun in four more days. Okay. She was recently a visitor to Malkin Bowl. This is a little bluesy thing, Lucinda. Right, Nimrod?
A clue. All you did was make me blue. You didn't even make me. Come on. You're so self-involved. You're in some kind of fog. You hung up on your hog. You didn't even make me. You're in hot demand, but you don't know where to put your hand. Let me tell you where you stand. You didn't even make me. Come so fired. Shut up, I'm not inspired. All I'm feeling now is tired. You didn't even make me. Come on. You weren't even worth it. I'm sorry I ever flirted. The effort wasn't even concerted. You didn't even make me. Come on. All you do is talk the talk. You can't back it up with your walk. You can't light my fire, so fuck off. You didn't even make me. Come on.
What?
Ah, that's good. That was nice. Oh, bluesy, kind of country, folky, a little bit of everything in there, yeah.
A little bit of everything? What, you mean like some calypso, or did you mean...
I don't know, no, I didn't hear the calypso.
I wouldn't say that there's everything. I'm sorry,
well,
Matt.
Well, say what you want to say, Raul. I'm not keeping you back, Nimmy.
I'm sorry, man. It's just that the humidity, and I heard what you were saying about the humidity, was just really getting to me, as it's getting to a lot of people. We're really happy it's not raining out there. A lot of people are down at the beaches, regardless of cloud formations that may look threatening, but maybe not. It is 23 degrees, you said that. But because of the cloud covering, hey, Wayne Cox, I'm after your job, man. Because of that all that humidity is all socked in, and it just really kind of makes you sort of on edge. You know what I mean? So don't take anything.
Okay. You're a little on edge.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, and Lucinda was a bit on edge at her show too.
She
kicks it out and all that. To answer your question, no, my dad didn't get together with his old pal from Texas, Willie. The humane face of Texas, Willie Nelson, was in town on Friday, on the road again. 74 and still going very strong, on the road again. He will be forever. This is interesting. In an interview, and it's a no-brainer. He just called stress the greatest killer in the modern world. Would you not agree or disagree with that?
I would agree that, yeah.
Stress. It's a word that is used too frequently and just thrown away, but real stress, the kind that does things to your body and mind. And old Will, Dr. Will, called marijuana the best stress killer around.
Hmm.
Well, ancient medicine used properly in moderation, but that's always an individual thing, not forgetting the many uses and benefits of hemp. We know all about that. Controlled legalization may come in my lifetime and not in my dad's or yours, but by the time it's legalized, there may be too many stressed out human beings just trying to cope with life in general in the future. And you can sense it now in the streets and the cities and the classrooms. But the futile war on drugs, as you know, continues at huge cost to all and has long since failed in its goal. Alcohol and tobacco, fine, but the holy herb, bad. We understand the contingent. Now, this is interesting. Fan Warped is on tomorrow. Of course, you'll be there. You know, you're going to go see Wretch. We understand that a contingent of drug police will be observing closely Tuesday's Van Warped party out at Thunderbird Stadium here at UBC campus, watching closely, observing for any possibility of UBC faculty types, especially esteemed professors and teachers, and to see that they're not caught sharing a toke with any of the students, or just regular concertgoers wanting to elevate their senses so as to enjoy the proceedings. Have a good time, but be careful. Be careful.
All right, we're about 15 minutes away or so from our UFO expert, Michael Strainick, here at Radio.
CITR.
Building to a crescendo.
Or just building.
Money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts we'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, go at it alone. Lift me up and take me out of here. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna die. Just wanna hear you cry. Who's gonna throw the very first stone? Oh, who's gonna reset the bone? Walking with your head in a sling. Wanna hear the soldiers say. Working for the church while my family dies. Your little baby sister's gonna lose her mind. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, we'll go at it alone. And take you out of here. And the bone shall never heal. I cannot if you kneel. We can't find you now. But they're gonna get their money back somehow. And when you finally disappear, we'll just say you were never here. Been working for the church while you're
this is Radio Radio, broadcasting from 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR, and that was Arcade Fire from their latest Neon Bible CD and something called Intervention. It is on the half hour here. I'm Trash Tanner with Junior Nimrod.
Well, Junior, never mind, Junior. I'm becoming a big boy now. I can step out into the world and know that it's my oyster, and I want it, and I want all of it. I want it. I'm going to inherit this world from the boomer generation, people like you and my dad, and God help us. You know, what have you done? What have you done, man? What have you done?
Well, I don't know. You're the Noctilucent Nimrod, still aspiring to become a bona fide broadcaster, so keep working at it.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to become a bona fide broadcaster. Did you read that? A new study has found that there's always a new study that Canadians, especially teens and young adults, didn't spend much time listening to the radio. On average, Canadians tuned into their radios for 18.6 hours during what's called, and you can enlighten me as to what does measurement week mean?
Well, broadcast measurement, well, yeah. You know, they send out these little surveys, and they ask you to fill out the schedule as to when you listen to the radio.
But do they just send them to dummies? anyway, teenagers listen to their radios barely 7.6 hours a week, and that wasn't even Crave FM or Grave FM, and I don't, you know, I mean, you know it's on there, you know, that, but they're not, you know, it's, they're listening to their iPods.
Oh, yeah.
We're listening to, you know, like, my dad's still listening to his Walkman. Nobody that I know really listens to the radio, unless, of course, it has the call letters...
C-I-T-R.
Oh, nice one.
101.9.
Nice transition there.
Sorry,
very, very professional.
Carried away.
So yeah. Diana had the big thing on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you
she did. And the young princes were there. Yeah.
Both Wonky Willie and Horny Harry. all due respect to Diana, but... She had very lame taste in music, really. I can say that. No, it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Harry and Willie honoring their mom's memory, a beautiful thing.
It was.
But featuring Diana's favorites, who were the truly abysmal, probably the worst band of the 80s, the most overhyped, the most sort of like forget about them, chew them up, throw them away, spit them out. Anybody was better than Duran Duran. Why couldn't it be New Order? You know, why couldn't she have liked even like ABC or the or something like
that?
They're good stuff in the 80s, not
right.
Duran Duran. Then there's your old favorite, Supertramp, and you can't deny that when you were
oh,
young, used to rave about. That horrible song that they play on the Brother Jake show. What is it? Rudy's Going to School.
It's a little bit.
Well, thanks. It was Paul Merks that brought him here for the first time. There
okay, and Brian Adams, also a Diana favorite. He was a no-show.
Oh, no.
And Elton was there, of course. Then you've got Al Gore's Rock Concert for the Environment coming up on July 7th. Now, I don't know anybody that's going to be watching. It's a noble gesture for a great cause. But is Bon Jovi and Madonna going to grab us where we should be grabbed and shake us up and tell us about, you know, is that Al? Come on, man. You know, mind you,
Tipper probably chose the music.
Well, no. Yeah, right. Yeah, Tipper did. You know, if Frank Zappa was still alive, he would not be on that show.
No.
Where is the real talent? Politicians... Generally, have lousy taste in music. You do know that the case in point here is,
God, yes.
Well, in the U.S. coming elections, Hillary chooses not even an American artist, but a Celine Dion, the Toast of Las Vegas song called You and I. Do you know that song?
I do not know that song. I do not want to hear that song.
Right. Well, that's her 2008 campaign song.
Oh, geez.
Though initially she was going for I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth. Because the monkey's not good enough, demographic thing, or just lack of imagination. Politicos should never choose their own music, you know.
Never.
You remember Gordon Campbell? He stole that Springsteen song, and the Springsteen people got real pissed and got after him and
so they should.
And didn't Bill Clinton have a Journey song or something? I can't remember. It's just all too depressing to think about.
Politicians have very bad taste. That's all we can say, yes. All right.
Always catches you by surprise when they're shorter songs than 3 and 4 minutes, right?
They do sneak up on you there, don't they, Nimi?
Lavender Diamond, yes. And that, a very, very popular outfit these days from California. Imagine Our Love and a song called Open Your Heart. Mm. Open your heart and share. This is what we try and do every second Monday on this program that we call Radio Radio. We feel that we have accomplished something if we have shared. If somebody out there has felt the love that we try to impart in our own ersatz way, it's called sharing. And what would the world be like? Oh, shut the fuck up!
One demerit there, Nimrod.
One demerit.
The
what?
Expletives. Well,
I can't. Well. Oh, expletives.
Yes. Well, I was going to congratulate Nimi on your improved English. Not so many ahs, and of course the lack of expletives. But
Is this what the Columbia School of Broadcasting or something? Mr. Professional is critiquing me then?
Well, aspiring to be a broadcaster. You know, you've got to follow those rules.
Me broadcaster. I am. I am broadcaster.
Yes.
So where's the ufologist? Oh, I think we got him.
Oh, he's probably calling now. Okay. Wait a minute. Is that him phoning there? Or is the phone on hold here? We better check the phone.
Check the phone.
Something's weird with the phone here. I'll check that. Somebody put it on hold. I just wanted to congratulate Mike Spike Chilton. He's the new editor of Discorder magazine, and it's the third issue of Discorder, and I must say it really grabbed my eye. It's a very psychedelic kind of cover there.
Is Mike from around here?
I believe Mike's from here. I'm not too sure, but
I heard he was from the New York Times, but I didn't.
There you go. Mike Spike Chilton, anyway, our new editor, and thank you, Mike, for a great cover and a very engrossing Discorder magazine, which is available at your favorite record store.
Now, if you could only read.
Yeah, then we'd be on our way, wouldn't we? Okay, just before we get into UFOs, let's check out the Rodney Graham Band.
tonics in a row, and two or three more on the patio. Three gin and tonics in a row, and two or three more on the patio.
Nothing like a good drinking song for a hot day like today.
How about those patio lanterns?
Oh, yes. Love them.
Gin and tonic kind of evening, isn't it? It's muggy.
It is.
It's warm, but it's summer at last.
Thank you, Rodney Graham, the Rodney Graham Band, of course, which is made up of Rodney and a lot of local people, some of the new pornographers in there, David Carswell and John Collins and others, Peter Bourne. So Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story. We dug that up because it was released a year ago, but it's still like the songs and How to Avoid an Imbroglio. Thank you, Rodney. Now it's time to
move on. The man does it all. He writes engaging, witty, melodic. But right now we sense a feeling of alienation coming over the station right now because I fear I sense his presence online, on the phone line, that is, not to be confused, not that he can't do the other technologies. This man is versed in it all. Hello, ufologist Michael Stranick.
Hello, Nimrod. Good evening, John. How goes it all?
Hey, Michael Stranick, nice to hear your voice again.
Right.
So,
as unsettling as it sometimes is.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm good at, I suppose.
Well, scare us.
Okay. Where to start? Well, it's all CanCon.
Oh, that's good.
And this is in the order we've received them in the last month, so we'll start with the oldest, and that's from Okotoks, Alberta, where we had an awful lot of UFO activity in the 90s when we were getting crop circles in that area. And a couple was taking photos at the Saskatoon farm, which is kind of a tourist trap, and they caught two spherical objects on film, which they did not see at the time of taking a photograph. Very, very common. Terrace, B.C., witnesses saw a triangle with a bright light in front and two at the rear corners. It approached the witnesses head-on. After 15 seconds, just a single bright light. Ever since then, the main witness has been having vivid dreams and wakes up with bruises and strange markings, mainly along his spinal cord. So I have a feeling there's more to this story than we know yet. Tirana. A witness saw a black speck in the sky. When the clouds passed behind it, the witness said it was shaped like a beetle. And he said it was absolutely surreal. It just didn't belong. And this was at approximately 800 or 8,000 feet altitude. London, Ontario.
It could have been Moses Namer.
Yes. London, Ontario. Sighted some objects several nights in a row. The first ones had no lights, but close enough to see their long, flat shape, no nose or tail. Saw five more over the house the next night. Finally, they saw five or six bright white lights in a V formation. Those friggin' triangles again. Saskatoon. Witness and daughter were sitting in a hot tub, and they spotted another triangle with one light, large light on each corner. Lights were not overly bright, and the object moved past very fast and noiselessly. Seemed to be very low. Here's an interesting one. From Halifax Harbor, which is where we had the our famous case, the Shag Harbor case. And we've also got a lot of reports from the Digby-Yarmouth area of UFOs rising up and going into the water. Well, in Halifax Harbor, the witness saw a very bright red light rising very slowly into the sky. Thought it was fireworks or a flare, but it suddenly changed direction and moved downwards with two trailing dimmer lights forming a triangle and then disappeared. Now we got the nuclear connection, Pickering and Ontario in general. The first report came in from a guy who has a tendency to see UFOs, 100 a week, something like that. But something is going on in that area. In Pickering, in the late afternoon, the witness was playing baseball near Lake Ontario, looking east toward Pickering. And over the tree line, which was just a few hundred feet, there was a single object, quote, just sitting there. It was not moving. He got the attention of 12 friends who have no interest in UFOs. None could come up with a logical explanation for what they were seeing. They watched it for another 15 minutes, and then they left. That always puzzles me, how you can watch something like this and then just leave. Pickering Power Plant. A friend and I witnessed something strange near the Pickering Power Plant. And I should mention that power plant has been a hotbed for UFO sightings ever since it was built. Now, with the binoculars, he was able to see five or six orange lights blinging off and on along the straight bottom of the craft. The light sequence was on, off, from right to left. The object was stationary. Both of us stared and started filming. And this thing, when it was within 2 miles at only about 1,500 feet altitude, it just suddenly vanished as a low-flying Cessna entered the area. And it should be pointed out that there is no civilian aircraft allowed anywhere near the Pickering Power Plant. Lake Ontario, over 3 days, Friday, woke up, saw a flashing star, looked at it through binoculars. It was an orb with multicolored flashing lights. Four of us watched until just before dawn when it dropped in altitude and slowly headed north. Saturday, noticed lights coming in from the northwest at a high rate of speed. Suddenly, one stopped just north of CFB Trenton. These orbs were flashing red, blue, green, yellow, and just sat there for hours. At 11 o'clock, the guy tracked a long object with white and red lights that passed over the house. Sunday, more of the same. And the witness, being a former military person, said that none of what he witnessed or anyone else witnessed was of a military nature. Now, this is all interesting because overflights of power plants and anything that's got nuclear attached to it is a long trend in ufology, and it seems to be happening again.
Wow. Yeah, they're not supposed to do that.
No, they're not.
But they do.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes they will reprogram the computers, reprogram the missiles, all kinds of weird and unexplainable things.
Boy, oh boy, it just keeps going,
yes,
Michael.
Yes, it does.
It does. And we were just talking about the Center for UFO Studies, their latest QFOs bulletin that came out. Their quarterly review has got some great stuff on the O'Hare Airport. Reciting some very interesting information about the release of information from France. So check that out if you are interested in UFOs, the Center for UFO Studies from Illinois.
And that other craft that I've sent you photos of, the really weird-looking
one. Yeah, yeah, right.
Two good places to try for anybody that's interested would be www. UFOcasebook.com, and the other would be earthfiles.com.
Okay.
And that's a good place to start.
I read that article.
Casebook, not Facebook.
Right.
Thank you so much. Michael Strainick, our local UFO representative, talking about unidentified flying objects. And they're
out there. Happy belated Canada Day to everyone.
Keep your eye on the sky.
Keep your eye on the sky.
Venus, very near Saturn again tonight, moving away in the western sky. That's not a UFO, that's Venus and Saturn in the west. Thank you, Michael Strainick. See you in 2 weeks.
All right.
I love the sound of a bass rumble at the beach. Scare your neighbors. Yeah. Early classic Cure, A Forest. My dad.
The legendary, semi-legendary Johann Bruno Shane.
See, if I mention him, he insists that you say that.
That's so right.
He saw them under the influence of peyote and the Commodore, but he can't remember. I said, when was that? And he said, it was the late 70s, early 80s, who knows, the first time they came here. But he did say that he's never seen a man wearing lipstick and looking that good. And Robert Smith still does.
He does.
Still has a, you know, he can get away with it. The Cure have not broken up. They are working on something new, and they will go on forever as long as Robert Smith is there. He is the Cure. I mean, he could go on a solo career, but I don't know. Somehow it wouldn't quite be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the Cure to come back. They haven't been here for a while, and
not for a while.
They are one of my favorite live bands.
Well, you've seen a lot of their shows, and I remember you saw one, I think, in the Coliseum that was quite riveting. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I was too young. I couldn't get in.
It was around 90-something.
Yeah, you had a T-shirt even. You had a Cure T-shirt. Well, it is sweet outside. It is cool. It is excellent. Summer is here, man. Clouds aside, yeah, I mean, it is muggy. The ocean temperatures are okay, though. It will warm up, and July will be a good warm month for you sun worshippers, those lazy sunbathers down there at Kitts. A reminder from Health Canada, however, and this is the health part of the program, so pay attention very closely. It is important, and pass this along to your friends and neighbors who might otherwise forget certain precautionary measures that must be taken during the height of the summer season. Sunblock. Sunblock, baby. Now, 75. Don't use less than that. Recommended, of course, a hat, clothing, and, a hat. Well, I mean, everybody could get a hat. Mm. Clothing that shields the skin from the rays, shades, UV and UVB, maybe a beach umbrella. But all those young bodies bearing all strewn along Kitts Beach, especially, and English Bay, are they listening? Do they care? I mean, this is serious stuff. Have a friend, by the way, I don't know if you remember him, Carl. The dude's only 28. He spent years without sun protection. No incidents of melanoma or any noticeable cancerous skin lesions at all. Mainly because he doesn't have any skin left. Just a word of caution from your sun-loving radio pals at CITR 101.9 and Luke Meats Canada Day Summer Barbecue has been canceled, by the way, as usual.
A diamond necklace played the pawn, hand in hand, sun grown to long walk to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see it appeared in the pendulum drum. The town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall of cosmic bow. All the slots from now to a muted trumpeter's swan. Call the native ruins burning. Canvas the town and brush the background. Strike the street, quicksilver moon.
carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in auld lang syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. While at port adieu done, a choke of grief, heart hardened I, beyond belief, a broken man, too tough to cry. Surfs up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Wow, look at that surf. Is it up or down? I'm not sure. It's out there, though.
Whew. Come on in. The water's fine. Yeah. The lifeguards are working. Whew. Everybody's happy. Everybody's burning up.
Yeah, that's right. Cityscape tonight. Time to remind you that CITR brings you Carasu with Alex Yu coming up here in about 25 minutes' time. And the good news
is... He's the man that invented... the Itsukaya cuisine that is just taking Vancouver by storm right now, Japanese tapas. Alex is the man who really got that whole thing going a couple of years back. You'll have to ask him about it.
Okay. The good news is...
Is good news?
The CRTC has renewed our broadcast license here at CITR till August of 2014.
So, 2014?
Yeah, we got 7 years more of broadcasting.
Okay, question is, at 2014, will we be on the moon?
Will we be on the moon? No, not that soon.
Well, because there's a lot of agencies, like there's a tourist hotel companies, and there's a presence on the moon, or on Mars, rather. Not the moon, but Mars, is an ultimate goal of not yet costed strategy. Mining the moon and space tourism, including space hotels, are a part of a grand plan, you may have heard, for exploration agreed to by agencies around the world, you know, including Starbucks. The Global Exploration Strategy spells out what officials call their shared vision for space exploration and colonization. It's a little bit iffy, actually. I mean, you can read into this, and there's a certain something that doesn't quite gel. The strategy makes no mention of the enormous costs involved. It sounds a little bit like Olympicalypse, but says agency officials have agreed after months of negotiations to coordinate the ambitious plans to explore our nearest companions. They are our Earth's companions, the Moon, Mars, and some nearby asteroids. With the goal being rather a sustained and ultimately self-sufficient human presence beyond Earth, supported by robotic pathfinders. Well, I don't know. I mean, the report describes the moon as a second home, in the solar system. You would agree with that. Just 3 days from Earth, the moon, that's not long a flight, really. You know, the moon has low gravity, natural resources, makes an ideal location to prepare people and machines for venturing farther into space. Yes, there can be schools. Yes, there can be shopping malls. Yes, we can have on the moon the same things we have here. I think it's about time that we very seriously considered that long-planned holiday and take it right off planet Earth. Let's go.
To command, act, positions everyone. She's my honeybee, and here she comes. Cancer, rapist, SARS, hairy bees, and hurtling stars. Won't somebody touch me? Won't somebody touch me? Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. 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 There's a kid laying on the lawn. The neighbor's on the telephone. The dispatcher asks, "What's going on?" Please, sir, what's going on? The kid is laying on the lawn. He's been giving me shit for years. Your eyes are back across my lawn. Now he's laying on the lawn. Oh, somebody touch me. Oh, someone please touch me. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. 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 Asian flu, easily offended. We are the undefended. We are the undefended. Oh, won't somebody touch us? There's a virus come to town. Oh, won't somebody give me a kiss? We've given me shit for years. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars.
Grinderman, which is, of course, Nick Cave and some cohorts, including Warren Ellis, the Dirty Three, and the Bad Seeds. And it's an amazing, actually, a very raw, rough, rude album that is reminiscent of some of the birthday party stuff before Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. But there are some ballads on here, too, and we'll eventually get around to No Pussy Blues and Depth Charge Ethel and Electric Alice and Grinderman. And nice cover, too. The little monkey there playing with himself there. Isn't that cute?
Is that what he's doing? Okay,
it is, man.
All right.
Well, tomorrow, it's July. Is it July 2nd tomorrow or is it July 1st today?
July 2nd today.
Today. Is,
yep.
So it's the 3rd tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the 3rd, yep.
Good, okay. He had to look at the calendar, folks, just to find that out. That's the Warped Vans Rumble into Thunderbird Stadium for another afternoon and evening of soft rock favorites. Residents of nearby apartments and condos within earshot of the sound cacophony that is Warp Van's rallying cry have learned from years past when the hordes hit Thunderbird Stadium, as they have had in years past, they bolt and secure all windows from the destructive decibel salvos. There is always, of course, beefed up security at the gates. Morgan's in charge. Stock up on earplugs. These are the residents living in the area near Thunderbird Stadium. They stock up on earplugs, particularly for seniors, or in many cases, they leave town for the day because they can afford to. I mean, look at the kind of places they live in. Don't laugh. It's true. Meantime, many fine exponents of the Van Warped musical manifesto on hand. And yes, there will be the ubiquitous mosh pit. But adjacent to that will be something really brand new called the Hork Zone. Buckets provided for those who feel the urge to throw up from too much visceral excitement, i.e. volume, bodies, sun, bad food, and especially for the anticipated appearance of Wretch from Tucson, Arizona, who begin and end their sets by vomiting over the audience members embracing near stage. It's a ritual of internal cleansing, and many are prone to revel in this cool but somewhat gross ritual. So there you have it. Warped Van's tour tomorrow. Everybody out of the campus, leave town.
Oh my God!
Get out of town.
You can go out dancing and I'll write about you, dancing without you, and I'll shed a tear between my legs. When you were here, I missed you. Now that you're away, I'm out there without you, and I shed a tear between my legs. Though we're living up.
So that could qualify as Canadian gay CanCon in a sense. I mean, if that hasn't happened yet. They haven't put down any rules or regulations as to gender qualifications for artists as yet. But
no, not at this point. No,
that could possibly qualify. Rufus Wainwright. I keep wanting to say Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah.
Dad.
Release the Stars, his latest CD here on Radio. Interesting.
And that song was called?
That song was called...
People Want to Know.
Between My Legs.
Right. Now, what would that be?
Let's see now. Apparently, Rufus is going through some bittersweet times because his mother, Kate McGarrigle, is battling serious health problems, some liver problems. But other than that, he's doing well. His former Pet Shop Boy, Neil Tennant, was the album's executive producer. And it was good to have him nudging me to think about the kids and about radio, says Rufus. And he chalks this up as his Jesus year because he's just turned 33. So there you go.
That's his Jesus year?
Yeah, well, that's how old Jesus was when
well,
he
check
left
out
us.
The picture of him in the Lederhosen. I mean, you know, it's in the CD there,
oh,
right
I'll
there.
Oh, I'll do that, yes.
Well, he's here on July 29th. Rufy is here.
Yeah.
And a great live performer if you have never seen him live. Then there's the release of the DVD concert of Rufus doing his take on Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. That will be out in September.
Did you say the 29th?
Well, I believe... The
28th, I believe.
Well, says, you may be right. I may be wrong.
It says the 28th in the article in the paper, but I don't see it written in Discord order here, so I'm not sure.
Well, if it's not in Discorder, we don't really know
we
for
can't
a fact.
Confirm
no,
that.
We cannot confirm that.
Oh, well.
Do you know that holiday weekends and stats holidays always bring out the worst? You know about that. If you live in, especially for those living adjacent to our embarrassing Granville Entertainment District, hurry up and move it to Surrey already. It's the new booze-fueled phenomenon that's causing concern, particularly in the U.K., but it is hitting here now. It's called the bite factor. You know, bite me. That is, we're talking about bite injuries incurred by well-fueled, over-testosterone young males biting each other on the face during altercations over, you know, over anything. Men are bitten 12 times more than women. That's reassuring. They actually did a survey on all of this. 86% of bite injuries are, surprise, alcohol-induced.
Yes.
There have been no word of any bite attacks in the Amsterdam pot bars at all. The aggressive protagonist assholes chomp on the face or near the face, mostly to the ear area. That's the Mike Tyson factor. Pretty harsh. Irish study says you're much safer. I don't know if you knew this, but it's good to know that you're much safer being bitten by a dog, as the human mouth is a terrifying cesspool of bacteria. All right? Surprise. Average age of bite battle survivors is 22. And it can be life-threatening, more often disfiguring, which could lead to long-term psychological consequences. So the next time somebody is coming at you in the bars downtown or anywhere, or even in the sub ballroom, whatever the pit, you know, just walk away from it. Walk away. Don't get into a biting match. Don't need that. No bites. What? What do you got?
Huh? No, I'm just listening to you.
I'm finished.
I'm the operator here. I'm moving around. I'm changing stuff.
You're changing stuff?
Yeah, well, when you're an operator, you got to be pushing buttons, Nimrod. Come on. Hey. You screwed up on the show, so I had to take over, you know, so that's the
right.
way it goes. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we'd like to salute other CITR FM programs that have radio in the title. Yes, there are other shows along with ours that's called Radio. Yes, there's Radio Zero Friday afternoons. There's Raw Radio also on Thursday. Also on Thursday is Thunderbird Radio Hell. And, of course, there's Tanner Radio on Sunday and Alternative Radio on Monday. So for all the other CITR radio shows that have radio in their title, well, welcome aboard the club. So, Nimmy, it's time to say happy trails because we got to go now, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. So our next show will be
such
on
enthusiasm.
July the 16th. Well, I am enthusiastic about all of this, you know, so...
So that's it.
Yes. Let's finish off with Wilco. Shall we?
Very soon. Very soon, it's Alex and Kara Sue, just for you.
Possible Germany, unlikely Japan. Japan. Fundamental problem, all need to face. This is important, but I know you're not listening. Oh, I know you're not listening. Understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. This is what love is for, to be out of place. Gorgeous and alone, face to face.